Well, to be honest, Ryan, this last couple of weeks, I've been inundated from bus companies in Sligo, Leitrim, Donegal, and even far away is my own Galway. Now, when times was hard here in Killybegs before, I used to do a bit of school work and bus driving to help pay the bills. And that's why, you know, I knew a lot of the companies, and they're coming to me now saying, listen, there's a massive shortage here. And we really think this over the 70 rule, that's non-workable, because, I mean, we have people there that's been doing it for years, has a great safety record, and is willing to stay on and do the work. And now at 70, they're not being allowed to do that.
And you've raised that people that are 70 over bus drivers can drive for private companies, not doing the school run, or they can do school trips, I think you were mentioning.
Yeah.
You were sort of raising that doesn't make much sense.
No, I don't think, I think if the people age 70 is in good medical shape and are willing to stay on, it's something like Bus Éireann really needs to look at here, because, I mean, there's a massive shortage for drivers in Ireland. And, I mean, even I know that from the companies that contacted me, there's probably about 30 people now that'll have to end up retiring in September and really don't want to. You know, they want to work on, enjoy their work. They're working maybe 5-6 hours a day, and it suits them, you know. And now, just as the man says, hang up the steering wheel. That's not what they want, you know.
That's quite a significant number, and you've said that you'll be supporting the efforts of Senator Sean Kane about this issue.
Yeah.
Do you hope that there will be a resolution that this will be looked at and reviewed, and people that are 70 will be allowed to drive when this concludes?
I do. I think common sense needs to be taken into this. It really does. I mean, if people's in good physical health and a good medical shape, they should be allowed to continue on if they want to continue on. Really, you know, there is a massive shortage out there. And if we're going to, say, lose 30 out of the couple of companies that was on to me in September, I don't know how we're going to replace them. I just don't know where the people's going to come from.
And say if something was offered that the person over 70, to allow them to keep going, they'd have to redo a test or take a medical test each year, every couple of years. Would that be something that you'd be open to allow them to keep
driving? Oh, definitely, sure. Yeah, I think, you know, there should be a medical test and hopefully run for 2 years. And, I mean, if they pass the medical, there should be no reason why, you know, just because you hit 70 doesn't mean you have to stop working, you know. And really, that's what this is doing. And, I mean, the people I've talked to, they're more than happy to stay on. They love their job. I mean, they're meeting young children, and as they say then, they're kind of growing up with them, you know, and when they meet them in years to come, then they all know them and remember them from driving the bus, you know. It's really, you know, at the end of the day, they're experienced people, and they're good drivers, and, you know, why should they hang up now? I think that it needs to be changed, I really do.
It's sort of offering that community aspect for them, because, you know, we're getting older and maybe the kids are out of the house, and it sort of offers them that outlet to, you know, get out and, you know, meet people.
Oh, it does. I mean, like, I'll be honest, when we were going to school, we had Wally Rose was my bus driver to the national school, and then we had McBertie's from Killybegs to the secondary school. And, I mean, to these days, you'd always remember them people. They were always very good to you. You know, and these people have a lot to give. Like, just because they reach 70 doesn't mean they should stop. And, I mean, I think this thing needs to be changed and changed ASAP.